Julie?
Wilford never missed coming.
Quiet!
Calm down, Bill.
You're going to start the sale, and I'll read the terms of the sale first. Land will be sold at auction to the highest bidder for not less than the posted minimum sale price. Terms are cash or check to be deposited immediately with the Barnes County Treasurer's Office. The county is deeding its interest in the property. We recommend the successful bidder perfect their title. The county issues what is known as a county deed. You should consult your attorney before purchasing property, and when successful as a bidder, you should talk to your attorney about perfecting your title before investing any additional money in the property you purchase. Minimum starting bid is $50. Please bid in $50 increments only. Please note that the former owner has the right to redeem the property up until the time of sale by paying the entire amount of taxes, specials, penalty, and interest against the property. The descriptions provided are based on the official records of the county recorder's office and are presumed to be correct. Prospective purchasers are urged to examine the title, location, and desirability of the properties available to their own satisfaction prior to the sale. The county makes no guarantee, expressed or implied, relative to the title, location, or condition of the properties for sale. The county assumes no liability for any other possible liens, encumbrances, or easements, recorded or not recorded. Prospective purchasers are advised that some assessments which are levied by agencies or offices other than the county may still be outstanding after the tax sale. In addition, the IRS has the option of redeeming up until 120 days after the sale any property on which there is an IRS lien recorded. When property is sold at public auction on which IRS holds a tax lien, the United States has the right of redemption for 120 days from the date of such sale. 26 U.S.C. Section 3712G and 7425D. The IRS will pay the actual amount paid for the property by the bidder plus interest at 6% per annum from the date of the sale, plus the expenses of sale that exceed any income received from the property. If the successful purchaser desires a survey of the property, it will be at the purchaser's own initiative and expense. The county makes no warranty, either expressed or implied, relative to the usability, the ground location, or property lines of the property. The prospective purchaser must determine the exact location, desirability, and usefulness of the properties. The sale of these properties should not in any way be equated to real estate sales by licensed salesmen, brokers, and realtors. The county cannot guarantee the condition of the property nor assume any responsibility for conformance to codes, permits, or zoning ordinances. You should inspect the property before investing. The burden is on the purchaser to thoroughly research before the sale any matters relevant to his or her decision to purchase, rather than on the county whose sole interest is in the recovery of back taxes. Your bid is an irrevocable offer to purchase the assets. The successful bidder shall state in writing the name and address or addresses in which the county deed shall be issued. Note that the property will be deeded in the name of the bidder unless the bidder has written signed permission from another party to record the deed in their name. A copy of the deed will be mailed to the purchaser after it is signed by the chairman of the Barnes County Commission. The county recorder will send the original deed to the owner after recording is completed. The minimum bid price includes all taxes, penalties, interest, and annual installments of specials certified to the Barnes County Auditor through the 2023 tax year. The bid price also includes the estimated taxes and annual installment of special assessments for the 2024 tax year. Upon the delivery of the deed, the property becomes taxable to the purchaser for the 2025 tax year. The 2003 legislature made a requirement that a person is unqualified to be the highest bidder for property at an annual tax sale if they owe delinquent taxes to any North Dakota county. The successful bidder will be required to fill in and sign before a notary public a delinquent tax oath stating that they do not owe delinquent taxes on any properties in North Dakota. Any questions on any of that? And we'll start. First property is Thurston's addition to Daisy, Lot 4, Block 10, Parcel 50-0100466. Do I have any bids? $492.98. Okay, I have one bid, $492.98. Your bid?
Another $50.
Okay, so that was what?
Now let me look it up.
It's $542.
$542?
$542.98.
$542.98. Okay, I have two bids. Three bids, another 50. Four bids. Five bids. Five bids. And that is how much?
So, 542 is 1, plus 50 is 2, plus 50 is 3, plus 50 is 4, plus 50 is 5,
$742.98. $742.98, bidder number.
You have to ask, is there any more bids three times,
yeah.
Julie?
Is there any more bids? Is there any more bids? Let's sell that one to bidder number two. Second parcel, parcel 50-0100490. First information to Daisy, lot 7 and 8, block 10. Do I have a bid? 575.30, I have one bid. Any other bids? Any other bids? Any other bids? Sold, $575.30. Bidder number two. The third parcel, parcel 53-0010280, original Leo, lots 5, 6, and 7, block 2. Amount set by the board, $302.39. Do I have any bids? Any bids? Any bids? No bids. Parcel number 4, 54-0010490. B&O's First to Litchfield, East 80 feet, lots 6 and 7, block D. And $3,617.41, which is the amount set by the board. Is there any bids? Is there any bids? Is there any bids? No bids. Parcel number 5, 54-0201185, B&O's Third to Litchfield, East 1/2, lot 7, and all lot 8, block 8. The amount set by the board, $340.53. Do I have any bids? No bids. Parcel number 654-0201210. B&O's Third to Litchfield, lots 9 and 10, block 8. The amount set by the board, $2,216.29. Do I have any bids? No bids. Parcels number 7. 55-0100315. Ferguson, second addition to Nome. East half of lot 4. All of lot 5 and lot 6, less east 12 inches of lot 3. Amount set by the board, $765.36. Do I have any bids? No bids. Parcel 55-0400250, lot 10, block 2, original Nome, amount set by the board, $4,870.45. Do I have any bids? No bids. Last parcel, 62-0100190, Horns addition to Wimbledon, lot 6, less north 75 feet. Amount set by the board, $1,606.38. Do I have any bids? Any other bids? Okay, I have one bid. What's your number?
Oh, it was 3.
3? Okay. So, 1606.
1656.
He was the second bidder?
No, first one. Oh, no, he bought it for the original. I'm sorry.
It would be an old
1606.38.
I'm adding $50 every time someone raises their hand. I'm trying to make money to pay for coffee.
It's going in a flush fund.
Sorry.
He just spent $9,000 and he was the only bid.
Yeah. All right. And then if you want to go into our auditor's office, settle up with you.
All you lucky winners, thank you for being here.
I think that's the first one should be 642 and 742. 692.
No, because if you take 492 times.
But that was the first bid.
You take $50 times 5. Wasn't it 5 bids?
But the first bid
was for the original.
492. The second bid was 542. The third bid was 592. The sixth bid was 442.
It should be 200 on.
And the next one was should be 692. That'd
all right.
Be, that'd be 5.
So 592, 98.
692.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Next year, Julie, you appoint one of these guys to be sitting here with the clicker.
Well, its original bid is a number.
Or get one of your girls to come in.
So then you add 50 each time.
Or take 50 times 5 and add that to what there is.
Yeah, so it's 642.
All right.
Or 692.
I'm good with that. Yeah. I was just hearing 5 bids, so.
Yeah, it was, but the first bid starts at 492.
Lovely. exactly.
Do we have names for them, or do we?
She will. They got to get into that.
Okay.
Mike, the thing is, 1, 2, 3, 4 of these are residential property that now we own.
Okay.
If they're inhabited, you guys will need to figure that out.
Are they inhabited?
I don't know.
Have to be evicted from these properties.
Randy, if the residential property has people living in it, what have we done in the past?
What are you asking?
I mean, do we have to give them a certain amount of time?
Well, you have to go through the court process to evict if they're living there.
Even if they don't own it. So they're squatting more or less.
Yep.
Well, that's a pain.
Yep.
It never gets easier.
We don't rent them out.
No.
I don't think we want.
But Pete, you can buy them,
and then you can rent them
as much as you like.
Julie, do you know if the ones that are residential have people living in them?
I do not know for sure.
Well, how long do we have to give them to get out? I don't remember.
I thought it was 30 days.
I'm not sure. I have to check with Tanya.
Will you work on that? Because we can't have someone living in something we own for fear if they get hurt or...
How do I find out if somebody's living in
that? That I don't know. Maybe
sheriffs was served. They were served by a sheriff.
One's in Nome and three are in Litchfield. So maybe Bill, you know these properties.
Okay. I'll
know.
Check it out.
And then the other. What was my other question? Oh, and then you'll reach out to the cities so they can buy them for specials.
Yeah.
And it looks like we need to encourage Litchfield to mow the grass or something that we can put specials.
They're heading to Fargo in this nasty weather. They are in the special.
Hit the mute button.
Did you get it?
Mike's not in.
You haven't opened the meeting yet, have you?
Nope.
Okay.
Gonna be.
I'll be quiet then.
It really bothers me
if there's people living in them and something would happen. Roger remembers. We've had people that we actually sent Stan and Bob out and boarded it up and locked it up.
Okay.
Yeah.
The spot.
But that's been some time ago, right?
Oh, great. And then
Hello.
Thanks, Deb. You were muted. Thanks for letting us know about Fargo.
Deb,
oh, that wasn't you, Deb? Sounded like you.
Somebody in here was talking, so...
Good morning, everyone. It's Tuesday, November 19th, 2024, Barnes County Commission meeting. Let's all roll call, please.
Cindy.
Present.
Vicky.
Here.
Bill.
Yes.
Pete.
Here.
Let's all stand by saying the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Any agenda corrections or additions anybody's aware of? If not, we have a little presentation here.
I just can't quietly go in here, can I?
How do you know it's for you?
I hope it's for Roger, ain't it? I'm just picking on you.
So Cindy is retiring from life. She's done at her job here shortly. She's done serving on the Barnes County Commission Board. Cindy has been on the chair for 24 years. And did a damn good job.
Absolutely.
I, for one, am going to miss her because I don't think there's a week go by that we don't talk 2-3 times a week. Either she's calling me or I'm calling her. We're bouncing something off each other. I could say something, but I'm not.
Yeah, just stop.
The public can hear you, though.
Thank you.
There you go.
You know, my hair
got wet
three times.
Yeah, we should come
Pete,
get a picture of last time with Cindy.
Yeah, everybody wants that. Thank you.
That's why I had to go to Ballard and I didn't want to run into you.
Oh, well, I'm glad you went because it saved me a trip.
I'm going back. Squeeze them.
Ready? Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Then you also have a cake here.
Yes.
Do you want a speech or anything? Or?
Yeah, I know. The thing is, the first 20 years were good. Yes, Roger, come on up here. Oh, is that to go with the cake?
Yes, it's for you.
Oh, thank you for being here.
We could tell them some stories.
We got stories, don't we? I told someone one time that the smoothest ride I ever had was in the backseat of Roger's new pickup.
Is that the pickup over here on the block?
Got to clarify that. She said the back seat of my pickup had more room than her dad's pickup.
You know something? It's been so fun to work with all of you, everybody. Even some of the previous commissioners. I got to thinking the other day, there's hardly any of us left. Me, you, and Dale?
John.
I forgot John because he's kind of out of the picture. But
that only says we're getting old.
I know. You know, there's so many employees over time and so many commissioners. And I think the one that was hardest on me was Harlan. Well, no, my Uncle Bob was pretty hard on me, too. he put me through the mill, but it has been such an adventure. And, you know, don't treat the guy that's taking this chair nice. He said to me this morning, God, why did I let you talk me into this? I think he's so scared because I said, oh, I'm kind of glad it's my last meeting. I'm tired. I've been training someone new at my other job. And so I'm just kind of tired. He said, you keep saying that, and then you talk me into it. But I know he's going to love it. He loves to get his fingers in things. So you didn't have to get me a gift, and you didn't have to give me cake because I already ate a donut. But, you know, going to sugar it up, go all the way. I don't know. There's been a lot of change of faces here. There's one brand new one sitting there that's new to the county, but she's not new to me. It's just fun. It's fun. I'm going to miss it. But, you know, I'm sure Mike will be, he's kind of that way. He has to always ask me a lot of questions when I'm playing games or watching TV, so it won't end. But I'm not going away. I'm just going north. Most people retire and go south. Now I'm going north. So stop anytime. No coffee, just wine.
Bring a shotgun.
Huh? Bring a shotgun. Bring a shotgun. I'm missing my shotgun. I think someone stole it.
Randy?
We can't seem to find it, so. Anyway, thanks, guys.
Thank you. This has been fun.
I think we're going to miss you a lot, Cindy.
Oh, no.
Hopefully you're going to be on speed dial.
You'll just miss my sarcasm.
You'll have her husband, so.
Yeah. You'll just miss my sarcasm.
Not the same, Randy. Yeah, not the same. Cindy's always been a real ray of joy every time she comes into our thing. Even when she's mad, she's always got a joke or a smile for somebody. So we're going to miss that. Her even keel and her...
Yeah, you know, I start charging for advice here on the 1st of December.
That goes both ways.
You know, and retirement is very complicated. I have yet to figure out how to get my money out of North Dakota Insurance Reserve, but from a PERS. Social Security, I can't even talk to a person until January. I said, they really don't want you to get your money. It is ornery, they are.
Make an appointment in Bismarck at the...
Well, no, I got a lady and my local guy's helping me a little bit, but the stuff they need to know, when is your last paycheck? From where? I'm assuming here. And then if you haven't went through insurance credits yet, that's a whole nother thing. So if you're going to retire, give yourself a year to get all the paperwork done. I didn't. So now I'm suffering.
But you weren't 65 until next year.
I can still get my PERS. Because that won't change whether I take it now or I take it later. And by taking it now, I get it all. Because we're deferred. Some of us are deferred comp. So you get paid till you die, even if you run out of money.
Okay.
So that's changed.
Medicare's fun too, Mom and Dad said. So.
Yeah, I don't have to worry about Medicare till June. So anyway, thank you all for being so supportive and being great to work with. And, you know, Jeremy, if I need any more orange suits, I guess I'll have to be like a normal person in Barnes County and come and beg. So, thanks, everybody.
All right, let's go into the department head meeting. Jess?
Hi. I don't have much going on. Is Katie here? Katie Byer? Or is she not going to be here again? Well, anyways, me and the City County Health invited me to come over, and we met last 2 weeks ago, and we're meeting again this Friday. There may possibly be a very strong need for an emergency shelter for homelessness. We wanted to keep you guys posted on that. We're not asking for anything right now. We just wanted to let you know what's going on. Apparently, with the people that are upstairs at City County Health that they deal with, they have 80 people that they're dealing with right now. 20 may become immediately homeless anytime. So we're going to meet, we're meeting with our different shelter areas, and we're going to work on, we can't call them homeless shelters, we got to call them emergency shelters, and see where we could put people if we needed to create.
So what does that mean? Emergency shelter, like they can only be in there at night, or
we'd have to set. There's different ways we have. We met with the public health too, and we're going to work with Dickinson also because they had to do it. And if Katie comes in sometime, I'll have her completely tell her.
So where are our emergency shelters?
We have a shelter list of we have the Old Rec Center, we have the Hack, we have Gratian Gym, the Bubble. Gosh, I should have brought it with me.
But that's for snow emergency.
Well, that's for any emergency shelter. But we're looking at non businesses right now for. So we're kind of looking at the Old Rec Center or Strauss Mall to see if we could use.
Strauss Mall's actually fixing two spots. Evidently, they've rented them out. I don't know.
Well, Katie was going to talk to Strauss Mall side. I talked to the Rec. I talked to the Rec Center. We're going to have a sheltering set up shelter training with Red Cross coming up. He's coming this afternoon to meet with me. So look for that out there.
So this is to house the homeless. Is that correct?
It will be, but it's not going to be a long term. It'll be very temporary, just until we can get them up and going where they need to be. But it sounds like it's gonna. It's because we're right in between Jamestown and Fargo, so it's gonna be happening eventually.
I don't think we have the resources.
Well, we do have. If we have the empty rec center, I mean, if they're just looking for a place to not freeze. But I'm assuming there are people that are down on their luck, don't have jobs. Or have some addiction issues and can't keep a job.
Whoever they're dealing with on second
floor. South Central Human Services.
Yep. And we're all kind of teaming up. We're meeting again Friday just as a small group, and then eventually we're going to include like the Sheriff's Department, the Police Department. But right now we're just kind of trying to get up and going on it. What we want to do, review what we're looking at, what's going on. And like I said, Katie, if she does come, she'll explain more. But that and my just normal EM everyday stuff.
Why is this all of a sudden coming up? We've had homeless people here before.
It's going to be more people. Right now, I think we have a few living. Randy, correct me. We have some under the Highland Bridge. One or two, maybe. I mean, it's going to be a need when it gets cold. It's mostly for when there's that long-term cold. That's where they ran into it out in Dickinson. They had that week long, and it was so cold. You know, it's when it comes to those types of instances, not just because they're homeless.
Okay, so this is really more of a Valley City problem than a Barnes County problem. Is that correct?
But we're Barnes County. I mean, we're all Barnes County.
I get
so,
that. But, but what I'm saying is that they're not hunkering down under random bridges all over the county.
I don't know that.
We've had them in the parks this summer.
In the parks, okay. All right.
Specifically the one at Little Yellowstone under the old county bridge.
Mm-hmm.
But they're including, you know, we got to all work together. So that's
well, South Central Human Services has a much bigger footprint in mm-hmm. Barnes County now,
yep.
And they're growing. Yep. So, and I know they're seeing a lot of people. The thing is, you know, other than, you know, Skyline Villa, even if you're on your absolute last dime, they'll still make you $5 to pay that, to stay there, you know. But, you know, there's just not a ton of that kind of housing either.
Yeah, the housing here is an issue.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks for the update.
Well, it's all our problem.
It is, absolutely. They're addicted or they're just down on their luck, they still need to be taken care of. What's about our, are you including our social service region? Yeah,
we're going to start including them too in the meetings, but like I said, we're starting small.
Well, you better speed it up because
I know it's getting cold.
Cold.
They just started 2 weeks ago. Like I said, they had Frank from Public Health over in Jamestown. He was here.
How many churches actually house people in town?
I don't think any churches.
I don't know if anybody does.
Nobody houses.
A lot of the churches have food basket or food programs, but I don't think they do any housing.
We have some churches on the shelter list too, but we also got to think they could be sex offenders. They could be, you just kind of, there's different ways to this. So that's why we're trying to look at places that don't regularly have business every day or have children. It's...
The demographics.
Yes, the demographics.
Alicia. You're up.
You're up.
Hello. Hi.
Hi. I know. We are busy with Sue's doing nourishing program. That's once a month here at the courthouse, open to anybody. Starting to get ramped up for meeting season, so I'll start with getting contact with the crop improvement to get a crop improvement meeting scheduled for January. Working on getting a crop show going with the winter show. We have Central Dakota Egg Day coming up in December. That's a collaboration between a handful of counties. That meeting is at the Carrington Research Extension Center. We had our 4-H awards banquet on Sunday, so that went well. Kind of a little update from us.
Okay. Sarah?
Good morning. We are in the middle of working on the radio pre-work for Siren, so I'm still meeting with the different departments to get their serial numbers and whatnot for the radios and start that planning process. We have our countywide responder meeting tonight from 6 to 8. I'm going to meet with all of the departments together, like the fire departments, quick responder units, ambulance, and just go through some of the information that I have that I just want to get everybody on the same page because I'm still getting a lot of questions. And I figured it would just be easier to get everybody in a group so we can talk it out together. So that's tonight. And then just be continuing working through that. I did talk with the state on yesterday, Friday. I don't remember. Anyway, about they want to put another tower in Valley City for that program, but we don't have to have it. It's more to just make sure we have good signal in the valley for the radio. So I'm working with that company to scout some locations and whatnot and potentials for that. Call volume, we're up about 200 call for services from the same time last year. And we haven't even had bad weather yet. And then I'm just working through readdressing all the small towns again. So I have Leal and Sanborn and Daisy complete. And I have Rogers and Litchfield and Hastings yet to meet with their city councils / Hastings isn't incorporated anymore, so I'll meet with their township. But just to make sure we're good to go on theirs. And then I'll start with keep moving my way through the county in between all the radio stuff, so
okay.
We're just burning through some vacation so people don't have to give it up, and so filling in where I can on the council. And
are you fully staffed?
We're backgrounding one right now, so hopefully that will be done today as long as I get some phone calls back, and then I'll have one position open. But Andrea is doing fantastic. She's moving right along through her training. She's actually going to EMD this week in Bismarck, so she can start taking 911 calls, and then once you start taking 911s, it's pretty smooth sailing from there. They kind of get let off the leash a little bit. And yeah, so we're getting there.
Good job.
Yeah. Okay.
Jamie.
Yes, sir. Good morning.
You want to sit up front, Jamie?
No. You still have got that.
Here, let me adjust that for you.
I see
Here, I'll bring it over to you.
Can we gift that to Cindy as a retirement?
I'll zoom in without fixing my hair every other Tuesday.
You can take that home and then you can still be a part of it.
I can on my computer.
Yeah. Oh, you want that too.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you, Cindy. From all of us at the Highway Department, you have been a tremendous support. All the years I've been there, and you were there long before me. You've been an advocate for employees, and we appreciate that. So thank you. For taking care of us.
Well, you can't run the county without the people with the feet on the ground. And unfortunately, the five of us can't drive a motor grader or find a homeless shelter, and I certainly can't balance the books. So.
Well, thank you
to
all of us at the shop.
Well, tell Bird I won't pick on him anymore for running me off the road.
Joe might well.
I doubt it.
We're just wrapping up a few things. Of course, it was a lovely fall, but never quite long enough to get all of our projects. I had a pretty heavy goal list this year, and we got close, but we'll fall a little bit short if this snow comes to fruition, which I don't believe it will. The team is ready for the big show, so that's good to know. And we are currently gearing up for spring patching and bringing in all of our cold mix and oils and moving on to next year's planning. So
that it?
Basically.
And you got the rest of your ditches cut.
I'm sorry,
you got the rest of your ditches cut. You were cutting ditches yesterday.
Yeah, we're kind of stalled out on the ditch cutting now. We made it through once on everything, and then we were going back for a deeper cut. And now with the rain, the sycamore isn't working real good. So we'll see if we get all the way around. So.
Okay. Scott?
It's season's closed. I'm looking on to next year, working on a few things. Thank you, Jamie, for fixing the road at Little Yellowstone. We talked about that last time. It's having to be blocked off. It's now fully open and fixed. Not a whole lot else other than one of our park employees has Tuesdays and Thursdays available. College kid in town here. He's already a county employee, so if somebody is needing help, I can get you contact information. Jamie already knows, but...
Debbie?
We have been sending out courtesy notices for tax reminders, and the deadline, we sent them out in September, and that was for the October 15th deadline. We are just recently sent out the three-year delinquent notices to give people a heads-up on those taxes, so I've been busy sending out those types of notices. Going to gear up to get our statements ready to go out and get the paper organized and working with Julie on some things with that. Linda McKinnon will be back to work the tax season, so
okay.
We're pretty much ready to move forward with all that stuff. So.
Okay. Tammy?
Morning. We just got over the deer hunt at Cap Grafton. That was a pretty big event. So we just got done with that yesterday. And Bob's been really busy with the van, looking on getting another driver. Continuing to have a lot of walk-ins, a lot of phone calls. Been pretty busy.
So did the veteran get their deer?
I'm not sure because they just hunted, the last day was yesterday. Two did for sure, but I don't know about the other three. So
we had five veterans go.
Five on both days. We had one last yesterday, Monday, and then the week before.
Good.
So there's two of them where five is the max they can do per day. So I've got to talk to this Jason there and see who got their deer and who did it.
Great.
Good.
Just doing a follow-up with that.
So is this something through the Game and Fish or what?
Yes. Well, Barnes County has done it for quite a few years now, and so we go through the Game and Fish to get the tags and everything for them. So we do that. And
who? It's kind of Ed used to go all the time.
Yep.
It's not really a guided hunt, but there's someone with them. Who goes with them?
They can bring someone with them if they want.
Oh.
But the people that work there are really good guides too.
So that's what I meant.
Yep. So if they need help, there's somebody there to, and then they provide. It's shotgun only, so there are two shotguns they provide, so some of them don't have to bring their guns. If,
sure.
Got a couple that needed help. So.
Great.
Stacy.
Liz and Taylor have been out doing inspections, so they're kind of starting to wrap that stuff up so we can get our changes into the system and start getting ready for New Year. We're going to start sending out our exemption forms pretty soon that we send out every year for farm exemption, homestead credit, veterans, all that other stuff. So just kind of getting our paperwork started so we can roll into the New Year. So it's a fun process. That's about it.
Randy?
I just want to say thanks, Andy, for all your years. We worked a lot of them together.
Oh, yes, we have. We had a four-year break there, and then we were right back at it.
Yeah.
Me and Roger had you in the jail, and we had some interesting times.
Yeah, that definitely has an interesting time. That is for sure. I appreciate the new one, that's for sure.
Good.
But thank you for all your years.
Thank you.
As far as the sheriff's office, we're busy with warrants, civil, transports, busy at the jail. And we may be losing a deputy here towards the end of the year or first part of next year, the way it sounds.
You have to put in the contract, you shall not marry anybody.
We've had a lot of problems with that.
And then they move away.
Yeah, they move away. Yeah.
Look at Jed, he had to go to big and better things. And,
yeah.
Well, good for him.
But he's doing well, and I'm sure Brett well too. So.
Mm-hmm.
But thank you.
Thank you.
Jody.
Well, things are going both the same in our office. We're still working on the back scanning. We're working on the miscellaneous documents now, which is like easements and a lot of random things. We're back to the early 80s on those. We also have our annual passport training coming up in the next month. But that's an online thing that we do right in the office, so it doesn't involve us leaving or anything. Other than that, it's staying busy.
Mm-hmm. Jeremy?
Like the Sheriff's Department, we're staying busy. We upped our U.S. Marshal holds from 6 to 12, so they're keeping us pretty busy. We upped our DOCR inmates to 8, or agreed to take 8 of their overflow or parole violators. So I think we got our 8th one today. I was down 3 staff. I hired a male. He started last week, so I'm down to two females. I have another male starting next week, so I'll only have one opening. I'm not getting any female applications. So we got DOCR inspection tomorrow or Thursday. So.
Okay. So what's our numbers right now?
We're pretty steady at 21 to 25.
You can live with that. That's good.
Yeah. That's
about it. Damon.
We're going through the laundry list of things to fix and repair, take the band-aids off that we put on in the summer and get it fixed, go through wiring, take the, we're going to take all the tanks off, check the flatbeds, I'll finish up my end of the year grants that I had this year, the summaries for them, look for new ones. Trainings and meetings. About it this time of year.
Shane.
And we got the Social Services moved over to Jess's old office. We got that built and done. And we start demo probably today down in for the new sheriff location. Ray's going to get all that stuff moved in, scaffolding, and get rolling on that. That'll keep us busy for a while.
Okay.
Open the new boiler system, gets rolling here, but I've got to get the meeting going.
Okay.
Got the new sidewalk out there. Jamie, thanks for helping patch that asphalt. That was huge.
Jason.
Oh, I have a new employee. This is Jordan, everybody. I know she met most of you. Feel free to quiz her and hear my tell you your name so she can remember who you are. Otherwise, the other thing I wanted to mention is the last department head meeting I brought up about Adobe Acrobat going to subscription licensing instead of perpetual licensing. I actually found a product that is free that I'll probably push out to people that use Adobe Acrobat. It'll work for you. It's called PDF Gear. Unfortunately, it doesn't do redacting yet, so it won't work for like the sheriff's office or state's attorney, but I think it'll work for the rest of you okay if you play around with it, and it's free, so there's no like ads or anything in it or anything like that. You sometimes do with free products. So.
What's it called, Jason?
PDF Gear. So it was developed by a group of people in the last couple of years. I played around with them a little bit, but I don't edit PDFs as much as some of you do. So. But that's all I really have, I guess.
Okay. Roger.
Well, being as you asked, 26 years ago, I was promised to get my driveway paved.
And you know what? They were going to do it this coming summer, and you moved.
You moved.
Yeah, I moved, so I moved.
Julie.
All right, nothing going on in our office. We just finished up canvassing yesterday's election. We can put the bed for another, well, actually, we can't put it to bed for 2 years because next year they're getting new software.
Well, of course.
So we'll still be training for election next year, too. But, yeah, we're glad that's over. And
it's tax season now.
It's tax season now, so I'm going to concentrate on that.
You got somebody new. We met her.
We met her.
Everybody has gotten a chance to meet her.
Has everybody met Barbara?
Good. I did this morning, yes.
Okay. So, yeah.
Very good. No other questions?
We'll talk about the Christmas.
I have a question for Jason. Are you going to be available after this? Because I got a problem with my new computer.
Sure.
It's something simple, and I know you could figure it out.
Sure.
I'll stop down and get mine.
You got to push the on button.
No, it's that I wrecked it because I have it, a PDF trying to open up in a Word document. I can't get it back to the way it's supposed to be. Something simple like that. I hit the wrong button and said yes always, and it's not yes always. So,
right.
So that's what my problem is.
Bill, I'm going to mention the Christmas party. Just a reminder of the Christmas party. I sent an email out. Door prizes you can bring to me if you want to do it ahead of time, or you can bring them the night of. Let me know your numbers. I know some departments have started rolling in on their numbers. Commission reminder, you guys do, I believe, a gift certificate. Talk to Cindy, she knows. If you didn't get
$25 gift cards, gift certificate.
Yeah, we do it every year.
If you didn't get your years of service people to Cindy, get them to me or Cindy. Well, Cindy's done, so get them to me. As soon as you can, so we can get those ordered.
We should have got them because I had the auditor's office double check too.
Just a reminder, but I have them all up in my office.
Just
I haven't looked at them yet.
There's not many.
If you want to help with the Christmas party, come see me. I believe me and two of my dispatchers, or three of my Sarah's dispatchers, our dispatchers, are going to come and meet with me on Thursday morning about planning games or whatever. So if you want to join, come on in.
I do have a question. Tomorrow we're supposed to have a mandatory meeting, either at 9 or 11. Do we know where it's located?
It's in the basement in the OPS room, and it's only for courthouse employees. I'm sorry I didn't put that on the email.
Okay, and that's for what, 15?
De-escalation training. I believe it's an hour.
An hour?
Okay. You want Vicki there? Just
she
come and help?
To go for it.
No one ever yells at us.
Yes. Whatever.
Pat normally does it. I don't know if it's been a few years because it wasn't long after I started. Pat did it, and we were throwing things at him up in the courtroom. I remember that.
I totally had Stephen
Cole. Yeah, remember that? So Pat's going to start doing it every other year, but he thought it would be good to have this CISA do it this year. So it's a free service. So.
Very good. Auditor's office approval of the minutes. Everybody's got a copy.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion and second. Is there any further discussion?
Do you want to stay for cake?
All in favor?
Yeah, please eat some cake.
Opposed, same sign.
cut your cake while we finish the meeting?
No.
They'll wait? Okay, good.
Yeah,
stay for cake.
Thank you.
Stay for cake.
I've got it.
This benefit? This coal benefit?
And those prices are over a year old.
It's like $2 million. Okay. We'll just do it. Yeah. Started? Yeah? Okay. But thanks.
Okay.
You got the benefit raffle permit?
Make a motion to approve.
Second.
And that was Sodbusters.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Through Sodbusters.
Motion and second. Any further discussion?
Who was the second?
Those two.
I made the motion. Sunday second. Do we have to go by vote or all in favor?
She can call it.
Bill?
Yeah.
Pete?
Yes.
Nikki?
Yes.
Sean?
You.
Cindy?
Yes.
Anything else, Julie, from the auditors?
No, I don't think I do.
Okay. Pete, what do you got for us?
As Tammy was saying, with VSO, we're still looking for another driver. We're going to retest the guy today. Yesterday, she's going to set up the test. So we'll see. It'd be nice to have a... Well, we need another driver, especially in the wintertime coming.
Oh, heck yeah.
And they are busy. I mean, their service calls do not go down. It's just like the homeless and everybody else. There's more need for that all the time. So I'll check with her and see what she got this set up for the drug testing, the potential employee, and we'll go from there. We had a development corporation meeting last week. Bill and I attended. The annual meeting is tonight in the Nome Schoolhouse for the Development Corp, if anybody would like to go. George Gockler, in his declining years, he's setting up kind of a fund to help sponsor the Development Corporation every year through his estate when it happens. So, I mean, George is well invested in Valley City. I mean, people cuss him sometimes, but he cares for Valley City. And he's going to put aside this money for the future for Valley City. The weed board, I had nothing new other than what Jamin talked about. They're just packing it up for the winter and working on paperwork. Like you said, that county responder meeting's
That's tonight, from 6 to 8.
Tonight in the fire hall, right?
Yeah, Valley City Fire Hall.
Yep, if anybody wants to.
Are you still on rural fire?
Yes.
Yeah. That invited you guys to it.
Yep.
You're more than welcome.
So. Yep. I think Bob's coming for sure. We'll see.
Okay, cool.
So. And then the Christmas party coming up.
And you had the annual winter show board meeting, you and me were there?
Oh, yeah, we went to the annual.
Yeah.
Well, you're on the board. You can talk about that one. We went to the annual winter show board meeting last week. And they actually had a good year. They were very profitable. So.
Well, they created with bookkeeping.
It was, you know, the winter show, the rodeos were sold out.
Yeah.
You know, it was beautiful weather. And, it's the winter show. So. But without the county support, the winter show wouldn't be going as it is now. There would have to be the changes. So, you know, It's one of those things that we support, and if we did not support, it would not be there. So, and Bill can talk more about it when he gets around. So I think Jamie, there was a spot on Valley Road that was not mowed very well, and they did come out yesterday and mow it. That's what I was thanking her for. So otherwise the roads look pretty good for going into winter. As good as they can be expected.
I think it looks great.
Yeah. So
but it's hardly a stick of grass sticking up that'll slow down the snow.
We're not gonna get any snow anyway.
I know.
So we're good.
Right on.
State roads look as good as the county ones.
Yeah, that's all I got.
Sean.
Had a water meeting or water board meeting yesterday.
You had a lot of people there. That must have been some controversy or not.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of pickups there.
They weren't in the meeting.
Oh.
There was hardly anybody there. But okay. Little Dam is done. So go look.
That went better than they anticipated.
Yep.
What, do you think it'll come in less expensive? Not that it's a big deal. I was just curious.
Yeah, it was. Did they pay out yesterday $284? $24,000.
We paid $240 of that.
$340
of it.
Yeah, something like that.
It looks really nice.
Mm-hmm. They weren't planning on completely finishing it this year, were they? But with the weather and everything else.
And low water.
Yeah.
It worked in, yeah.
So did it really come in at $284?
No, that was the bill.
They paid just the final bill.
No, the final one didn't come in yet. So.
I think it was around $7.
But they got it all hydro-seeded and everything on the banks?
I think it was around $750 total, wasn't it? Something like that?
Yeah, I don't remember what the total was. They didn't say
we were paying about half, more or less.
Yeah. But yeah, it was a good combination of between us,
everything.
The State Water Commission, the Game and Fish, I don't even remember. There was like six or seven entities to put money into it. So
done is good.
And then they're looking at the last one they have to do that they is a brown dam, which will be just a removal. Mm-hmm. Or blow it out there, one of the two.
Mm-hmm.
Thurnjoe Drain is having a public meeting on January 13th after the Maine Water Board meeting. Evidently, laws changed again, so maintenance funds, they're questioning maintenance funds in these legal drains, so they have to have extra meetings and probably extra votes. So in Thurnjoe, they need new culverts, new sidewalls on a bunch of the crossings.
And that'll be, like the other legal drains, assessed to the landowners involved. Okay.
But before last legislative session, they could have taken it out and spread it out over years
right.
with the maintenance funds and not had to worry about it. But now they're considering that more than maintenance. I don't know how you consider replacing culverts and that type of stuff more than maintenance. But anyway, but they're also thinking about lengthening it so that it goes up into Norma. Hmm. Since, well, they pay all the way up into Cuba.
No, I'm not again. It's just every time they do something like that, that project's going to take years.
Oh, yeah.
Because now you got to get all the people up in that area to buy into it.
That isn't a legal drain with assessed value?
Mm-hmm.
That isn't a legal drain now with assessed value?
Yeah, it is.
But if they lengthen it, that's going to...
It's already been lengthened.
Oh.
Well, so there's three sections in Cuba Township, most of Norma, that they added.
Mm-hmm.
10, 15 years ago. So they're all paying for it. There's
okay.
just no drain going that far north yet.
Okay.
So. And there's a lot of them up in that end that would like to see it improved so that the water gets away from up there faster. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can't have water standing anywhere.
And then they went ahead with, depending on weather, with the snagging and clearing, for a total of 95, so whatever the half would be.
Where are they doing it?
They're going to finish up the last however many.
Because they never got to 46,
no.
did they?
They're going to finish that up, and then there's certain spots that have already been tagged by the city. And
I think we go north first.
Yeah.
I got a big tree that's in the river. Should be taken out. The next flood is going to go somewhere.
And I'll point that out to them because they were looking for other spots. Because it'll be just spots. They'll finish it, and then if there's money left, they'll do spots, the worst spots, and then next year, they would talk about...
If you kayak from even Maryville into town, the amount of trees in the river is, well, it's natural, but it's a lot.
It was on the radar because Fair brought it up yesterday.
Yeah.
It needs to be taken care of. So.
Yeah, cool.
And then that was it for, Harbert Hobart. There's still 2 feet to take off, but the water quality, it came up, I guess, with the last couple of rains again. So, but the water quality is too crappy, so they had to shut it down for the year.
It is down quite a bit, right?
Yeah.
Hobart.
Because they still have a cleaning that they're hoping to get done on that one culvert.
Oh, they didn't do that yet?
Because they asked Jamie, she's not here anymore, to do it, but she wouldn't have time. She said for probably until first part of December. they contacted a contractor. He went and looked at it, and he wants to wait until it freezes up just for access. He figures he still can get done what needs to be done. So it's under, evidently part of it's underwater, so it ain't going to freeze anyway. I didn't figure right away. But the ground, he said once the ground stiffens up, it'd be easier to get a machine in there. So. And yeah, I didn't make it to the museum meeting last week. And planning and zoning, this one, we tabled that, right? Yeah. Did you contact him?
Yep, I've got it.
You got it back the next day, for what you sent us.
Yeah, I
didn't know what
that was.
That's it.
Cindy?
At City County Health must be next week, I think. And that will be about it. Airport was nothing new. It was early November. Nothing new. I do have a question. Pete, do you know who owns the horses on the south side of the river road, right in the Pritchett, et cetera, area?
Pritchett. They were out yesterday in the field.
Well, yeah, but it was really scary because they got spooked by the train. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it was like, I called it in. It was like they were, it was like the Wild Wild West. I thought these horses were going to end up in town.
Yeah.
And they were running so fast, and I was, and it was a little dark still, and they're black. So I was fearful that they would get closer to the road, so I did call it in just in case.
I called it in, too.
Both of you called it in, yeah.
But I didn't know they had horses.
Richard? Oh, he's got like 50 horses.
Well, who has the black one that's right by Bloomberg Hill?
Richard.
Why do they leave them out all the time?
It's Richard.
Cheaper feed.
Well, someone's going to turn them in, because I was notified that people don't like seeing these horses standing in the freezing cold.
They've been turning them in for 10 years, at least.
Well, I'm just saying.
I know.
People are frustrated, but I knew that they didn't have cows anymore. I said they had nothing.
It's him. Because I think you guys went out. I think I called, was it Sunday or Monday? And you guys were on the way. Pat was, I think.
I was on River Road when Cindy was called.
Where were you?
I was there shortly after.
Okay, that must be the day I called too then.
Yeah.
She was going too fast, she didn't see you.
Yeah.
And she sent them out right away. And
I didn't want them to. They were trying to keep up with it. It was the strangest thing I've ever seen with them in that train. And I thought, sure enough, something's going to go haywire here.
Yeah, and they had been above the road, so they had been on the road already.
Already.
That somebody could have hit them.
Oh, yeah. Man, that'd be a quick stop, wouldn't it?
But a quick thing on this black horse is all the time. The vets. Nothing we can do.
Well, and someone said they're going to report them to the state vet.
Yep, that's what we call to.
They've done it many times.
And nothing ever gets done?
There's nothing we can
do. Nothing you can do.
We'll take them away from him.
Well, it's just a horse living out in the wild.
I suppose.
He's got feed and water.
There isn't much for a lot of the horses.
Pardon me?
They've called many times.
Well, they've got feed and water, but that one's always by... He's, like, not even part of the rest of them. And,
no, he's old.
That's his pet.
Huh?
That's his pet.
Well, wouldn't you keep your pet at home? I would. Anyway, I don't have anything else.
Vicki?
Other than we had the canvassing yesterday... And we had 62 ballots that we went through. We rejected 10 of them because they were mailed after the date. And we rejected another 10 for signatures and not signing and various things. So we only rejected 20 of the 62.
I have a question, if you can tell me, and you maybe don't know. If there ever any from where I work, let me know so we can fine-tune our process. I don't know if you can tell me that. I don't care what was on their ballot, but I know it's quite a process up there with those elderly people. So,
we had one that we thought that somebody filled out for them because the signature wasn't their signature.
Oh, I have families that do that.
Yeah, and so
but
I don't know if you could mess that.
That's on my hand.
I don't know if you could mess with that process, but...
No, because I had one family call and want us to help their mom vote, and we'd be glad to. and she's kind of not doing so well, and we were ordered to make sure that she votes Republican. She's always been Republican. That was a slippery slope. I said to the girls, you need to sit down with this lady and explain it and ask her, tell her, do you want to vote for the Republican whatever or the Democrat whatever? To be very careful, because that's not a place I want my staff to go. But, yeah. Needless to say, it was an uncomfortable election process. So thank you. I hate that canvassing. I did it once in 24 years and got out of it ever since.
I've been on it twice now this year, and I think it's somebody else's turn.
I was on it last time, but I was running this time, so I couldn't.
Yeah, I know. It was okay. It was just a very slow process. And it's the second time that both me and Julie did it, so of course we...
You're new.
We're new. We didn't really have all the rules down.
We're experienced for next time, so yeah. I vote it. Yeah, they can do it next time.
Second.
We'll see. It's just lucky I was free, so that's okay. And other than that, all my meetings are this week, so I'll have to fill you in the next meeting. So.
You won't be able to do it next time anyway.
You'll be running the ballot,
yeah. People have to do it.
Well, there you go.
I'll throw them all out.
All right. Sounds good.
That's all right.
Make sure they're not from my district, the ones you throw out, though, okay?
Well, Pete already hit on economic development. Winter Show Board, he pretty much hit on it, the annual banquet. They're doing rather well this year from other years, but they had a great show. They've had some good horse shows. So that part of it's all good. I don't have much else to say, I don't believe. There is the meeting tonight, supper for economic development. If anybody wants to go, it's in Nome.
One thing the Winter Show is having that car show again. I guess that was real popular.
Yeah. They're doing the Mud Run again next year because, or the, not the Mud Run, the Derby. Because that turned out real well.
Did you make some money on that?
They make some off of it, yeah. But they actually, it's their gig. It's they got to take care of everything.
Rented the place to them.
Yeah, pretty much. So, I mean, they had their ducks in a row, unlike some of them. You know, you were on that board. When it comes to tractor pull like and the pickup pull, it was not 100% kosher.
We're doing two interviews for the county tomorrow night.
Yeah.
5:30. And also the Township Officers Association meeting is on Thursday.
Yeah.
It's just Thursday.
At 8 o'clock.
At 8 o'clock.
8:30.
8 o'clock, 8:30.
Other than that, that's all I got. Roger.
Just for the record, past commissioners Brad Crump, Phil Leitner, and Mike Metcalf are still alive, too.
Yeah. I get to sit there and think. I can only go clear back to the beginning of time.
Well, I can go back farther.
You are right.
I didn't know Brad Crump was a commissioner.
Who did you all say, Roger? Brad who? Brad and who?
Phil.
Phil.
Brad Croft, okay. Phil Leitner, and Mike Metcalf, right?
Okay.
Yeah. Phil Leitner, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And Dale.
But Brad wasn't commissioner.
No. Yeah, he was.
Was he?
For one term.
Brad was?
Yeah. One term, and then he...
Got to be a state's attorney after that?
No, he was... Well, I think he was, but his boss told him, do you want to be a lawyer or do you want to be... And that's when he worked for Lindenberg.
Oh.
A lawyer or a politician.
I did not remember that.
Yep. He had his choice.
Which district?
What district was Brad? He lived down in, it would have been Bill's, because he lived down south and west.
Wow. He'd run against Harlan Upshaw.
Oh, wow. I do not remember.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't know Brad.
Then after that, Harlan came back for a while. Hmm. Was it just 4 years? Or eight?
Four. I think it was four.
Yeah.
And you're talking Dale Maggio, right?
Yep, Dale. I see Dale Maggio once in a while. I'll move to adjourn.
Motion, is there a second?
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Both same sign. Let's eat some cake. Anybody who wants to come on over for a piece of cake?
The courthouse will be set well today.
Thank you.